I wish today was one of those days where, and I know it's happened to you, Bill, you look up in a blue sky and you see the fluffy clouds and you're like, Simpson clouds.
Sure. Yeah. Well, had a good day when that happens.
Yeah, there's no real sun today. But if you're a Simpsons fan, which we both are, there's a little pop-up bar that you can go to and actually have Duff's beer. And it is called Moe's Tavern, right? Mark, wait, let me try your last name. Mark Kwiatkowski?
Pretty close. Kwiatkowski.
I think you're saying it wrong, Mark.
All right, Mark Kwiatkowski, correct?
Perfect.
All right, the replay, Lincoln Park, is going to pay homage to Simpsons' Moe's Tavern, and you are turning your place into Moe's Tavern, correct?
Yes, we already did. We've been running it for a little over a week now, and we're running it through Halloween.
All right, and you're going to have Duff beer there.
Yes, we have Duff beer, and you can actually Duff any beer. We have Duff beer koozies, so you can wrap any beer and basically walk around and call it a Duff.
Do you? I'm sure you've thought of this already, Mark, but just a friendly reminder, do you have the blessing of the people behind The Simpsons in doing this?
I've had conversations with Fox.
Oh, you have?
So we're... You're always ruining the fun, Bill.
I'm just curious because I don't want you to get in any legal trouble, but I'm
They'll be gone before any legal trouble happens.
That's true. All right. That's true.
All right. Will there be a Flaming Moe? And what? How do you make those?
Absolutely. We have Flaming Moe. It's a bit proprietary, but there's a lot of ingredients. I had a lot of fun watching The Simpsons and pausing episodes to watch how the Flaming Moe was created. Ours includes some premium spirits, including... Copper and King's American Craft Brandy, some fruit brandies, a few other ingredients, and then topped off with 151 rum to make it flame up.
Wow.
Now, Moe's Bar on The Simpsons, Mark, has that very appetizing jar of eggs there on the corner of the bar. Does yours have that?
Absolutely. We really paid attention to the details, including one black egg.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Smart move.
So, obviously, Mark Kwiatkowski, you're the owner of Replay in Lincoln Park, which, by the way, 2833 North Sheffield Avenue. You're obviously a big Simpsons fan.
Absolutely. My wife Jessica and I used to watch it a lot when we were younger, you know, 20 years ago or so. And then my son recently got into it. He's 12, and he was watching it, and I would watch it with him a little bit, and then he was interested in the Moe's Tavern episodes because he knew his dad was in the bar business. and then I started paying closer attention as well. And I said, wow, there's so much detail in this. And I was amazed. I was surprised. Like, you'd have to pause episodes and glean all the little details. And I thought, wow, this would be so much fun to do something with this. And these pop-up things, this pop-up craze has been kind of hot in Chicago. And I decided, let's do this for Halloween. Let's dress the bar up for Halloween and call it Moe's Tavern and pay attention to all the details. And we did it.
Are kids allowed inside, Mark, or are they not allowed in?
Just my kids.
That's
21
seems right.
And up.
Yeah.
Didn't you used to go to a bar? Was it with your aunt or
my grandfather used to bring me to a tavern all the time.
But you would just sit there and
watch him drink. Yeah, it was fun.
it was a happy life.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
The city frowns upon that nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. Rules have changed.
This is just going on through October 31st, correct?
Yeah, it ends on at 2 a.m. on November 1st officially, yes.
All right, I notice in the press release it says replaylincolnpark.com is the website, and it has 2833 North Sheffield. There is no phone number. Is that so people can't call and prank call you like Bart always did to Mo?
We actually have received a few prank calls. It's funny. We have a...
I'm looking for Amanda Hug and Kiss. Where's Amanda Hug and Kiss?
That's the classic one, absolutely. And we do have the Simpsons arcade games. In fact, we are Replay Lincoln Park. We're an arcade bar. All our games are free, and we have the Simpsons arcade game on free play as all the other games we have. And we're also bringing in the Simpsons pinball party.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, that's a great. That's
a great machine.
Involved.
Good.
Hey, rumor has it that there's going to be an appearance by Duffman.
He is. He's coming tonight at 8 p.m.
So what will he do, or is it all top secret? What
Just say,
will
I'm
do?
Duffman.
That's all he needs to do.
That's all he's got to do, and like say his little catchphrases, and thrust his hips, and and sample some Duff beer.
Mark, this is a stroke of genius. Do you have anything planned for after Mose Bar goes away? Are you going to do this sort of thing again?
Yeah, absolutely. It was so much fun. I haven't figured out exactly what we're going to do, but I think something Christmas-themed is next.
Bill will come in his bunny suit, his pink bunny suit, if you want to do a Christmas story.
Yep, I'm here for you.
I love it. I'll hit you up on that.
All right.
It's Mark Kwiatkowski. He is the owner of Replay Lincoln Park. And Replay Lincoln Park is going to pay homage to The Simpsons' Moe's Tavern. What about the television reels? What are they playing?
Oh, so we did a good job crafting or just splicing together a bunch of infomercials from The Simpsons and Kent Brockman newsreel, so you feel like you're in Moe's watching Kent Brockman on the news.
Great job
this
with
is
this.
Great.
Thank you very much.
All right, once again,
it's been a lot of fun.
2833 North Sheffield Avenue. It's Replay Lincoln Park, and it's now going to be FOMO's or Moe's Tavern until 2 in the morning on November 1st, did you say?
Yes.
And then you could stop over to Lard Lad Donuts and cap the night off, can't you?
We do have a great coffee and donut drink.
Do you?
I'm running around town buying all the pink sprinkled donuts I can from anywhere I can.
We went through
like 10 dozen yesterday.
And show up tonight at 8 o'clock because Duffman will be there. Mark, such a pleasure to meet you. Good luck and keep us posted with the next pop-up bar that Replay Lincoln Park does.
Awesome. Thanks, Wendy. Thanks, Bill.
Take care. Have a good weekend. That's Mark. Wendy, you want to say his last name again for us?
I got it nailed now. It's Kwiatkowski.
Yep.
I didn't know that Mo blasted into the future, but he is now tweeting things.
Bonnie needs a bra. Krusty should choke on his stolen jokes. Marge got noodle arms. Bumblebee Man took an American's job. And Chris Paul is a traitor to L.A. And send. I never felt so presidential.
Wow, nice. All right, a quick break, and then there's more show. It's Bill F., it's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN.